We have a number of candidates that are going to be on the ballot for the Republican Boone County Supervisor primary race. Twyla Ingham is one of them. And Twyla, thanks for taking time to come and visit with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell people a little bit, what attracted you to putting your name out there to run for supervisor?
Late life crisis? I'm not quite sure. Actually, I've felt like I needed to do something to give back to the community and to just feel like I have done something with my life. I'm on the shorter end now, so it's time to figure it out.
Public service?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just looking at that. So tell people a little bit about yourself that don't know you. You've been lifelong resident of Boone?
Lifelong, yep. I was born in Texas, but that's a long story. Been here my whole life. Mom and dad were raised, dad in Fraser, mom in Boone. Went to school here, went to several different grade schools. Boone High graduate, 1971. That was a day or two ago. I pretty much have worked Central Iowa. A lot of my career was in Des Moines, and then I got closer to home, worked in Ames for a while, and my last job was right here in town. So I got to where I didn't have to commute anymore. That was nice.
That was good. Let's
yes, it was.
A little bit about, first of all, looking at the supervisor position, obviously, for the county. This would be a four-year term, again, should you end up going into the general election. What are some of the things you look at on the county side of things that you think people need to learn more about, be more involved with, or are there certain things? Are you comfortable with the way things have been going?
I'm pretty comfortable for the most part. I know that county, just like city, takes funding, takes work, maintenance on roads. I have a tendency to lead toward the secondary roads because I'm also a photographer, and I do a lot of country road travel. Just ask my van, it'll tell you. The roads, for the most part, are in good shape and have been. I think they do a good job. There's a few places here and there that could use a little spiffing up, but maintenance, absolutely. Infrastructure, roads, probably buildings, maybe.
Yeah.
As a newcomer, I'm just going by hearsay for the most part.
The roads, let's talk a little bit about those. Yeah, those are like so many things. People drive down the gravel roads. They don't realize over time, that's a lot of wear and tear. You got to do a lot to maintain those.
So. Yes, it is.
I know issues that come up, and you've probably been out there taking pictures of a few bridges. I
got a picture of the wagon wheel bridge just a couple of years before it collapsed.
So
I've got pictures of bridges.
Those are challenges for secondary roads. We know that they weren't as expensive. Like when we graduated from high school, they weren't as expensive then, but definitely are now. And they carry pretty big loads.
They do, yeah, absolutely.
I know another one thing that comes up that always people find out about or aren't real aware of, drainage districts. And I know you might be out, I don't know if you get out there to do any wildlife shots or anything like that, but the supervisors do serve as the trustees for drainage district. Always a little hard for people to understand. Am I a supervisor or a trustee for the drainage district? There are those challenges there. Over the years now, they have kind of taken a lot of that away from secondary roads, but they do have engineering firm that they really spend more time with. That way they're not using some of those tax dollars that go to secondary roads for drainage district work. Good idea. I mean, we know that there's a lot of people depend on those drainage districts.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I don't know a whole lot about it at this point, how much of it has to do with some of the marshes that have been created. I love the marshes for obvious reasons, not only for conservation, but also for myself and anyone else that wants to take a look at some waterfowl or some
wildlife. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot out there. And until I started photography, there were a lot of places I wasn't even aware of. So, it's just a, it seems to me that it would be fairly important to kind of keep an eye on that. Yeah.
Some of the things that supervisors get to do, whether a lot of people realize it or not, you end up doing individual representation on various boards and commissions, things like that. Some people, well, it depends which ones you're on, I guess, where you would go. The it does take a lot of additional time commitment. Are you comfortable with that? Those, I mean, it's not just go to a couple of meetings and then we're good for the week.
Yeah, I was advised that that would be the case. Yeah, I'm retired. I'm not going to say I don't have anything to do because I'm always up to something. And now this time of year, the garden and the yard and all that. But yeah, absolutely. I don't even know the situation, but I would be really interested in DNR or county conservation.
Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
We do have a pretty good tax rate in Boone County. Again, I know the supervisors kind of pride themselves on keeping that pretty low. That's good. They've been able to continue to maintain operations and stuff. Comfortable with that? I mean, budget is a pretty, can be a daunting task. Let's put it that way.
It's a daunting task in my house. Yeah. I don't have any complaints about the taxes other than we have to pay them in the first place.
Yeah,
you know, I'm a U.S. citizen. It's that's everybody's complaint. But as far as taxes for Boone County, I don't see a problem with where we're at now. I'm cognizant of raising taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not stupid. I know that sometimes there has to be an increase. But for the most part, I'm a no on raising taxes. It's going to have to be, it would have to be something that was absolutely needed.
Mm-hmm. At this time, we do know that they've been able to have the balanced budgets, which mm-hmm. obviously those are challenges and stuff. We do have a lot going for public safety communications, and again, comfortable with that, supporting public safety.
Yes, absolutely. I'm in full support of law enforcement and public safety. I don't have a problem with the way things are running now. As a newbie, again, I don't know everything. Mm-hmm. I'm sure some of that will pop right up into my head one of these days.
A lot of learning. Yeah.
Should I get past the primary? So sure. We'll see.
One other thing I wanted to ask, because I know with the primary going on, just a quick shot, economic development, because we know that's one of the driving factors mm-hmm. to keep that tax rate down. Mm-hmm. Supervisors have pretty much been addressing issues as they come up individually. Would you like to see a little more organized plan for that? Think that they're probably handling it about as good as they can?
Organization maybe, but sometimes that's overrated. You're not always going to know what's just around the corner that mm-hmm. might be a benefit that you might need to look at.
Sure.
Stuff pops up, and if it's good for the county, then sometimes it has to be addressed.
For your campaign, I know you've been visiting with some people, I'm sure, but how can people find out more about your campaign, find out more about what your thoughts are on this, and help support the effort?
I haven't gotten it set up yet, but I will have a candidate page on Facebook. It'll be tied to my page, which is Twyla Martz. Oh, God, how's it read? Twyla Martz hyphen Ingham, I believe.
Okay.
I did that because Facebook, someone stole my page 2-3 years ago, and I had to come back in with a different name.
So
on Facebook, my Pics by Twyla page is also there. That's my photography. But then mm-hmm. my supervisor page will, again, it'll be tied to that. And now that I've spent hours figuring out what it is I want to do when I grow up, I'll get that up probably today or tomorrow.
So again, people should be looking for that.
Yep, absolutely. And if you wanted to reach me by email, it's pretty easy. It's twyla.ingham@gmail.com.
Pretty easy to do.
Pretty easy, and it's T-W-I-L-A. Those that know me know that it doesn't have a Y in it.
Hey. And Ingham with no R, folks.
Right. I-N-G-H-A-M.
And good luck in the primary election coming up. And I know you'll be out there looking for people to get together and help find out more about your campaign and support the election.
Absolutely. There'll be some for the general. I don't know. We might try to put some kind of an event together, but it's pretty short time.
Sure.
And funding would be an issue right now, but yeah. Maybe it should be a fundraiser. Yeah. I kind of wanted to wait till after the general
and see what happens when you head towards head towards that general election. They get a better idea about what's going to be happening
yep.
here. It's primary election. Your name is on the ballot. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.